The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Imagine you throw a wrench at somebody that's annoying and you have to run back and grab it because it's a fucking $80
wrench. Like, I need that, sorry.
It's yeah, wedged like, in his frontal lobe. Like,
yeah, it's like,
hey, give me that back, you fucker. Don't steal my shit anymore.
Don't make friends at work is usually said by people who don't make friends anywhere else anyway. This week on Flag Time.
I was service writing at our secondary location because the service writer for that place was getting his wisdom teeth taken out.
Mm. Oh, awesome. I know how that goes.
Yeah. And I learned that I guess there are thieves in that town because I left the keys to my car on the front desk, like right in between the computer and the keyboard. It's like, it's kind of out of sight. It's like, it's right to the side.
Mm.
And somebody just wandered in and grabbed the ignition key from my car off of my key ring and then just left. So I only noticed that because I had my keys. I came in, I put my keys down on the desk. I didn't touch them at all. I didn't go out to my car. I didn't need to move it. I didn't do anything. I just fucking put them down on the counter. And I went to move my car inside because I wanted to do an oil change on my car on my lunch break. And I just unlocked the car. I got in it. I went to put the keys in the ignition and the fucking ignition key was gone. It's a GM car, so it's got two keys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a key without a plastic back on it, so there's no way it could have fallen off. I didn't take it off, so when I came back in the showroom, the keys were like in the middle of the desk instead of where I put them. And I was like, what the fuck? That's weird. So I put them back. I didn't even think about it. And then when I went to move my car, the key to start it was gone.
Do you have cameras in the shop?
We do have cameras. And I called my bosses. I was like, hey, like, something fucking happened. And I didn't see what happened. So I just want to check the cameras. And it's like an ADT security system where you have to actually, like, contact them to get footage. Mm. But I called their phone. I called their phone and I could not get through to a human.
Oh, awesome. At all.
Like, it never
even
went to
if
a
you
representative.
Screamed representative, yeah.
I went through every menu. I spent like an hour and a half on the fucking phone trying to find somebody because the cameras only record in the event of a security emergency. Like if the door buzzer is opened when the alarm is set, or if the alarm is triggered in the middle of the night, it starts recording, but it doesn't record any other time unless a specific schedule is set to do so.
Interesting.
So it never recorded anything. And I had talked to my boss. I was like, so what's the fucking point of having cameras then? Like, that's bullshit. So I couldn't get security footage. And like I asked around, somebody said that they saw somebody in here earlier, grabbed something off the desk and ran out really quick.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, so basically that confirms it. Somebody fucking just randomly saw my car in the parking lot, probably saw my keys on the desk and was like, you know, put two and two together. It's a GM car from the 90s. I know this is a GM key. So they took that one key. I don't know why they didn't take any others. Also, I didn't know why they didn't just take the whole key ring. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Drugs be like...
Yeah, so it must have been just some fucking crazy that walked in off the street and just...
Now you have to put a tracker.
They fucking
now you
grab
have
my
to
car.
Put a tracker. You have to put a tracker on that fucking car now. In case
watch,
just,
they're
just
a listener. They're a listener of this podcast, and they know you're a host, so they're waiting for the episode for you to confirm that the key was gone, so they can just walk up to the car and steal it.
Probably. Well, I rekeyed the car. They can't do it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So you put a new ignition and everything.
No, I put
in
a
it?
New lock cylinder in it.
Hell yeah.
I had no other choice
because
like a locksmith, I called a locksmith and they said they can program a key because it's a fucking 95 GM car. with the first year of the passkey 2 system or whatever. It's the one with the little chip.
Yeah.
And you have to, like,
but they couldn't
interrogate the car.
One?
I mean, no. Well, they said they couldn't. But they That's were weird. Able to... They were able to make a key with the blanks that came with the new ignition lock cylinder. And then they put the new fucking key with a GM with a special chip on it. So now it's like it's fixed now, but it was like $300 fucking. And I was like, I thought having a 90s car would, you know, completely eliminate the need to buy expensive keys. Like, yeah, you lose really... the key to a new BMW or a Mercedes. It's like at least $500 to get a new key.
That's
which actually... is ridiculous.
I had a spare key for my Mustang made when the key guy was reprogramming a Nissan key fob because those always fucking go out.
I ran out of coffee.
So I was like, hey, cause like, can you make me a spare key for this car? Because I didn't get a spare key when I bought it off the guy.
Bullshit.
And he's like, yeah. So he not only programmed the key for my car, he also cut it. He just cut a new key for it.
Anyway, welcome to the Flag Time Podcast.
Yeah, what's going on?
This is an automotive service podcast. It talks a lot about not that. I'm your host and producer, Serrated Mobius, where you can find me on YouTube and Instagram at the name. You got Pixie4.6 and Stirworks joining me.
I like that tagline.
Is it show and tell time?
Might as well be.
All right.
Don't show your
What the fuck you got, Pixie? What is it?
I've got...
Oh, my God.
This is an upright assembly to a 2017 BMW 330i.
Why do you have that?
Because somebody hit a fucking pothole, and it's kind of like the Fords where the strut slips in to the top here, but instead of it just being held in place by the clamping force and then a metal tab that sits on top of here so it won't go down anymore, BMW has, there's like a little lip in the bottom of it down here. It's like right at the bottom here. He hit the pothole so much it blew this lip out.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, actually not super uncommon.
Yeah, because it's made of fucking paper mache. But like I was, because he blew a fucking hole open on run flat tires on the driver's side. And I do the tires and I'm going to put the tire on the driver's side. It's hitting the strut. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to figure out, like, the strut doesn't look bent or nothing. I'm looking, and then I see that the strut is pushed through the fucking upright assembly, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a $2,000 part, by the way.
Damn.
For some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
It's actually really easy to do. Also, the new one, the fucking bolt hole for the ABS sensor wasn't threaded.
Oh.
Like, it just wasn't threaded. And it was a dealer part.
BMW. Yeah, because like it taps its own fucking threads when you put a new one in. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
The bolts for a lot of sensors on BMWs are triangular, so they go in and they're like Mercedes has it a lot too.
Yep.
So that's normal.
Parts. Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, okay. It's normal. It might not have been normal for like that specifically, but I know a lot of things on BMWs, like there's, I think some ignition lock cylinders have it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was trying to put the fucking bolt. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta force it in. You actually have to force it in.
Yeah, you literally have to blast that shit in.
Literally the exact opposite of what I regularly do when something doesn't go in right. I tapped threads in it anyway because I didn't know I could just fucking drive the bolt in. It didn't take any effort because it's made of fucking the softest aluminum known to man.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking suspension component. That's the hilarious part.
It's a major suspension component.
I would probably just take the strut, like, bolt back out and just push the strut back up and put it back together.
See, I was
like,
going to
buy him that shit.
He bought it. I was like, if he doesn't buy it, I can try to just fucking pull it back through or whatever.
Yeah, like, you could probably make it work, but I know it's, like, not.
The thing is, the fucking, you'd think something like that, the lip would, you know, be thick as fuck, so that doesn't happen. No, it's like fucking,
it's German engineered, bro.
I know, just like how the
you could, like, it'd be kind of a way to, like, lower a stock car though, just a little bit. You could lower the front, like, just like an inch or
assuming you have wheels small enough to fit underneath the strut still.
Yeah, like if you could just move it like just a little bit, you might be able to do that. Yeah.
Just like how both fucking batteries in a GLE 350 are underneath different fucking seats.
Yeah.
Hey, car companies everywhere, all of you, can we stop putting batteries underneath seats? Seriously.
Yes.
We don't need to put batteries. The only exception to that rule is like the early to mid 2000s Buicks or GM cars that have it under the back seat where you just lift it up and it's right there.
Yeah,
that's okay. But can we stop putting batteries underneath the seats, please?
I had to unbolt the whole fucking bench seat in the back just to get to the little tiny auxiliary battery, which the battery is this fucking big.
Yeah.
And we don't need that.
And we couldn't even get that fucking battery.
Replaceable parts for normal replacement needs, like light bulbs and batteries and, you know, like service parts, should be always easily accessible. Stop putting them underneath the fucking driver's seat.
And
it's
fucking
so stupid.
And fucking Chrysler
weight distribution.
Dodge Jeep Ram. Stop putting them in the fucking bumper behind the tire in the fender well. Same, I don't give a fuck. Stop putting a goddamn battery there.
Stop putting a goddamn battery under the seat.
Put it in the fucking trunk or the engine bay.
That's funny.
Unless you're Volvo, who puts it under the trunk, under the storage compartment, under the carpet.
That's not as bad, but
you still gotta fucking take it. It's bad when the person's car has like all of their life's possessions in the fucking trunk, and that's where the fucking battery is.
Yeah, I once read a story about somebody who had a Porsche Cayenne, like a first generation Porsche Cayenne where the battery's like underneath the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
A shop technician replaced their battery and they forgot to put the tube, you know, the little tube back on, the vent tube for the battery.
Yep.
The battery was faulty and it expanded. And
awesome. They
did not connect that tube, and it filled the car with poison gas going down the highway, and it killed everyone inside, and the car crashed.
Oh my God.
You mean the two people that could fit in the car?
Like, whenever I think about replacing batteries and think about how many of them I see when I get to them that don't have the vent tube on the side, I always put that shit back in.
Oh yeah.
Like, I didn't even, like, think about it. Like, I mean, I would always do it anyway just because, oh, you know, fucking... that's plugged into the battery. I'm going to plug it back into the new one because obviously I'm going to put shit back the way it was made before. I don't know. It's called fixing cars properly. And I read that story and then I was like, see, I was right. If you don't do that the right way, it might literally kill somebody. Mm-hmm. If I replaced a battery in a car and I found out that my slight negligence actually led to somebody or multiple people dying in that case, then I would be like, okay, I'm gonna kill myself because I can't live with that feeling that I've done that. So, bye. But
yeah, that's
pretty awful.
That problem could always be completely avoided if the battery isn't in the fucking passenger compartment.
Yeah, like, I know, but still put it together.
No, I know.
Right. Also, fucking technicians listening to this, put the little rubber caps back in the brake rotors when you do brakes.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Put that shit back in. It is stupid to leave those out. Oh, I don't put them in. You know, like on a Subaru or like a lot of German cars have them.
I know.
There'll be a little tiny rubber plug in the in the face of the rotor. And that plug... it's to adjust the parking brake.
I figured.
And if you don't put that plug back in, all the shit that's, you know, in your fucking brakes and that's gets dirt all over that, that all goes into your parking brakes, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It makes it all rusty and shitty and dirty, and they stop working. And parking brake shoes are the dumbest fucking things to replace on brakes. So put that rubber plug back in. One of my coworkers refuses to put them in, and it is so annoying. It's like, dude, it would take you 5 seconds. Just do your job. Do it properly, man. Please.
Just jam the pocket screwdriver in and pop it out the other side.
Yeah, just fucking... It takes 5 seconds. If it if it's that much of a pain in the ass to like put it back in, just like spray a little bit of silicone spray on it.
Bro's
put it
trying back to, just goes, bro's trying you to min-max
know what, you want to know what the cause? You want to know what the cause of all of these issues is?
Laziness.
Shitty engineering.
No, the flat rate pay system.
Hmm. You know, that's a good point. But my coworker people that flat rate. He's hourly.
I know people that would be hourly and still fucking do that shit.
Mm.
Yeah, because they're lazy.
Yeah.
I just hate the flat rate pay system. I just do. Uh-huh. That's just me, though.
I love it only when I'm doing Toyota suspension.
Why do you hate the flat rate system, Eric? Tell us why. I would love to hear
because
your
it incentivizes shitty behavior. Is
that's
what
true.
It does. That is my opinion on that subject. Flag time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon. That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from. Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
And I had a shouting match with one of my coworkers today, or not today, but this past week, because of one of those things. This episode is going to go out a little bit after I have put in my 2 weeks at the current dealer that I'm at.
Yeah.
How'd that interview go, by the way?
It was immediate and awesome.
What do you mean it was immediate?
I walked in, introduced myself as a master Mercedes technician, and I had an interview right
and they
there.
Were like they like walk into the room and they're just like this. Yeah, no, already
I didn't schedule anything. I was a walk-in. I just walked in and I went into the service manager's office. I was like, hi, my name is Eric Braxton. I'm a master certified Mercedes-Benz technician. And he was like, shit, sit down.
On the spot fucking interview. That's great.
That's how being master certified works in the Mercedes world.
It's like you fucking...
It's kind of how it is in like other certifications too.
Yeah.
You're just sitting at the desk, right? You just see you walking. You're just like, you're hired.
It's technically what it was. He handed me a paper... application, that's the word. Yeah, he handed me a paper application to fill in, and I filled it in right then and there and turned it in. So he's going to give me a call on Monday, and I'm imagining that call is going to go well. And once he tells me to come over the next Friday to do drug tests and stuff like that, I'm immediately putting in my 2 weeks at the current dealer.
What if you failed the drug test?
I don't do drugs.
Oh.
I don't weed like you do.
I don't weed. I Benjamin.
But yeah, it's the whole, well, not the whole reason. There's many reasons why I am leaving this current dealer, and I'm not going to name any dealers here. If you go back to certain episodes, you'll be able to know what dealers I'm talking about. But for the sake of this episode, on its own, I'm not going to name anybody. So it's a combination of many things. One, it is a large corporate dealer that only cares about output. I have had
big number don't go up.
Yeah, I've had hundreds of meetings with my service manager at my current dealer, And he has told me many things that I'm not going to say because it was a trusted environment. And he's like, please don't tell anybody this. And I'm not going to. But I can tell you the gist of some things where the dealer only cares about how many hours you make. Doesn't care about literally anything else. It's only about how many hours you make.
Yep. Sounds like a dealership.
And that combined with the fact that they give you more hours for certain jobs compared to other locations, but because they give you more hours, they underpay your hourly rate.
Mm.
It's literally a burnout factory.
Sounds like a scam.
Yeah, that's 100% what it is.
It sounds like an actual legitimate scam.
The only way you can make a living as a non-team lead, only way you can make a living is to overwork yourself to oblivion.
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, it's not. Why do you think I begged for a 4-day work week and I hide in the bathroom? It's like, fuck this place. The reason why I said the only way for a non-team lead to make any kind of money is to overwork yourself to oblivion is because the team leaders are the only ones that get bonuses based off of your team's average daily output.
Oh, so you work in a shop that's team-based.
Yeah. So the team leaders get bonuses based on, like, let's just say randomly, this isn't the case. This is just a random thing. If each one of your team members gets 14 hours per day on average, your bonus every pay period is an additional $1,800 on top of your paycheck. They're the only ones that get that kind of bonus. The team leaders, the two team leaders, they're the only ones that get that kind of bonus. Everybody else has zero incentive to work harder. Literally,
that's bullshit.
Your only incentive to work harder is to, one, survive, and two, make giant amounts of money for your team leader and the dealership.
Big number.
Yes.
The big number must go up, will not.
that's number one reason why I'm leaving. Number two reason why I'm leaving is because I have this extremely icky, disgusting feeling every single time we go into this monthly meeting where the service manager and the general manager come in and say, we are making record profits and it's because of you guys, and all of the regular technicians are basically just overworking themselves to survive.
Yeah, and then you're all just like...
you look at the wallet, fucking flies come out of it.
Like, exactly, yeah.
You just said... Why did you say the number up, but this says no?
Why do I have to make 120 hours to exist?
Why does my back hurt and that number is up and mine isn't? Why are my balls wet?
Why does a maintenance tech at a mom and pop shop make more than you?
Exactly, yeah. Reason number three.
Why can I go get $19 at McDonald's?
Yeah.
And not. Yeah.
Reason number three. I have within the past. No, like, okay, not within, but last Tuesday, as of this record, I had at the end of the day a shouting match with one of the senior technicians. And the reason why he was yelling at me is because I don't do stupid shit in the shop. I have my own way of figuring things out, and I have a set standards. I have set standards that I go by. One of those standards is I'm not going to stand underneath a car with it running and in gear when no one's in the driver's seat.
Yeah, that's not the smartest.
Why would somebody do that?
Yeah. So this senior guy all of a sudden starts fucking yelling at me, telling me to figure it out by putting it up in gear with me under it and no one in the driver's seat. Starts yelling at me for no fucking reason.
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand his deal. Like, for the past month, he's been micromanaging me, which is a big thing. I don't know if it's because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't micromanage me.
I don't know if it's because he's a 20-year master certified tech and he sees me as a 5-year master certified tech and he gets like mad at that. I don't understand.
You ain't shit.
Yeah.
I think his pee-pee don't work and his wife is seeing other people.
Barbara's talking to the mailman again. So, God damn it.
After he did that, and I figured out what was wrong with the car, I went up to him saying this, fully expecting him to call my bluff and I just execute what I said. I went up to him and said to his face, if you talk to me like that again, I'll take my services elsewhere. And I was fully expecting him to say, okay, then leave. And I was going to pack up my shit and go. But he didn't. He tries to tell me, like, your fear is holding you back. And
you're a mechanic. Why do you don't need to speak like that? You're not an Avenger.
You're not fucking Batman.
Your fear is holding you back.
Yeah, exactly.
You must stand under the running car to figure out the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a pussy.
Right, yeah.
Like, what's I have a coworker having that's like, some help every once in a while. Hey, can you get in here real quick? Let me hear.
I have a coworker that, like, when you don't want to do something, like, the fucking not the right way,
yeah,
he calls you, like, a pussy. Like, don't be a pussy. Oh, yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Why does my manliness or whatever the fuck you're saying that pussy is referring to?
Anytime anybody calls me a pussy, I tell them you are what you eat. So it's whatever.
Yeah, I say that. It's just some fucking stupid ass.
It's like,
well, I want to eat.
It's happened a handful of times for me, except it's our biggest truck lift is 12,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So it'll do most diesel trucks, except like the really big 3500s and like some of the box trucks, because people
or like
decide
a
to bring
flatbed or something.
Yeah. And people decide to bring like the mini flatbeds and the box trucks here for some fucking reason. It's like, we're not a heavy duty shop.
No, we're not a truck. I used to work at a truck shop.
Yeah. But like,
They'll
hand the ticket to me. They'll be like, do this oil change and a tire rotation on this dually that weighs like, fucking 18,000 pounds. I'm like, I'm not lifting this.
Yeah, no.
Like, don't be a pussy. Yeah. It's like, I was like, I'll call OSHA. Wait. This thing's too fucking heavy.
I'll call Child Protective Services.
Okay. And then one of my coworkers just fucking puts it up on the thing and then puts two jack stands under the rear axle and does it. It's like, see, you can do it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna fucking do that.
Yeah, no,
I'm
literally not gonna risk my life. I don't have the lack of survival instincts that you do.
It's like, sure, the two extra jack stands underneath it will probably make it okay, but I'm not doing that shit.
That's basically what I told him. I was like, I'm not making enough per hour to, one, deal with your bullshit.
I'm not gonna literally risk my life to do this shit.
I'm not making enough per hour to deal with your bullshit and also, like, do any of this shit. That's what I told him. It's like, I'm not going to be challenged at my insulting hourly rate. It's not going to happen. I also told him that I leave dealerships when this happens to his face. And that's when he started apologizing.
Yeah, because you're like, on, like, what, your third dealership now?
Yeah, I'm about to be on my fourth.
You're like, hey, man, I am a micro niche internet celebrity. Don't fuck
I didn't
me.
Bring that up. That's dumb. That's dumb as shit.
Could you imagine? Hey, man, I've got 100,000 followers on Instagram. You can't talk to me like that.
That means like, nothing.
like fuck, like something that like Jeffree Star would say or one of those guys.
But yeah, that's reason number three why I'm leaving the dealership. And reason number four is the actual wholesome reason, is because it is a closer dealership to where my girlfriend works. So we can move to that area and actually do what?
I have an idea.
Okay. You're interrupting me, but
I know. Listen to me. When you're done with this next dealership, you should work at Mercedes of Bellevue here in a Seattle town.
I don't think Adriana wants to move to Washington, unfortunately.
You never know.
You can make that commute from Virginia. It'll be fine.
No.
Yeah, I drive 1,700 miles one way every day.
Yeah, no. But no, the new dealership that I'm going to is 20 minutes from where my girlfriend works. So we could move in between where we both work and we'd have 10-minute commutes.
That'd be perfect for you.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
And you'd be near the Indy 500 track.
Oh, no. This is in Maryland.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it the same distance mileage wise than as the other one?
Oh, yeah. No, my current dealer and the one that I'm going to are literally 1 mile apart from my house. So
now is this one going to
they're an hour away from each other. The two dealerships are an hour away from each other.
Why are there so many Mercedes dealers over there?
Yeah, I don't know. But
what the fuck?
Maryland, that's where people retire.
The one that I'm at is 44 miles away, and the one that I'm going to is 45 miles away in a different direction, but it's all highway, so it goes a little faster.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If it's like the same distance, but one's got way better traffic conditions, it'll be a way shorter commute.
It's all highway. It's all like two lanes. So
that's literally what I chose my college based off of, because there was one college that was like fucking 15 miles away in downtown, and there was another college that was like 30 miles away, or it's like 45 miles. I don't remember. It was long, but it was all fucking highway, and the one that was almost triple the distance was a shorter commute because of traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what's going on. I had somebody yell at me and I decided to quit. So that's
reasonable. I'm almost back in a situation similar to that right
now. Let me say this real quick before you start.
I'm not gonna start really.
Oh, okay. I just want to let you guys know that I practice what I preach. Remember the Know Your Worth episode that we did like over a year ago now? Yeah, I'm definitely an advocate for not dealing with bullshit and going somewhere that'll actually value you.
Yeah.
And I'm doing right now.
It's just a job.
Yep.
And there's a billion fucking shops. You could work at a not Mercedes dealer.
Yeah,
they would determination to literally work anywhere because you're literally like if you didn't work for a Mercedes, you didn't want to go work for Mercedes, you could literally show somebody that you were determined enough to work at this brand for this long and enough to get those master certifications, and another dealer would probably be like, well, you got those once, you could just get it in another brand. You don't have to work on anything else unless you're going to be their used car guy.
Right.
Which I was for the Honda dealership, and they're like, "Hey, can you do can you do this clutch on this Nissan?" Oh fuck! Oh god damn it! No.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't want to work on any other brand because of how like plug and play Mercedes is when you go to a different location, because it's literally the same shit, just a different location.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's kind of how everything is. So, but if there was ever an option that you had to like move to a town or something that like a Mercedes dealer was like way too far away and you didn't want to, and there was like, all right, this BMW dealer's right in town, and like
it would be worth giving a try.
That's what one of my coworkers at the dealer that I'm at has done. Like, he left a week ago and started working on BMWs now. There is probably a lot more people getting ready to leave the dealership that I'm at right now, including me.
Exodus.
Yeah, it's they're starting to realize that they are grossly underpaid because it offers more hours, but that just incentivizes overworking. That's all it is.
Yep.
You need to overwork to make any kind of money at this place. And I'm not dealing with it anymore. I haven't dealt with it for the last few months. I've fucking throttled all my shit. I'm not putting in that kind of effort for somebody that's going to take advantage of me. It's just not happening.
Yeah, like, give me an incentive to work harder and do better, and I will.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's really that easy.
My boss couldn't comprehend that. I was like, you know, all of my motivation is based on how much money I make per hour. And they're like, that shouldn't be that way. But that's how it is.
What do you mean?
So like
that's unfortunately how shit is right now.
Yeah. In this economy? Damn.
Well, it's not even really that hard. It's just like, why would there are some things you do just because you want to, you know, like giving your girlfriend or wife a kiss in the morning when you leave, like you do that because you want to. But if it was like a situation where it's like, I need you to stay late at work or something. And they're like, okay, there has to be an incentive for that. Like, you can't just ask somebody to do you a favor and then not reward them for their favor.
Yeah.
Like, the incentive to work later at a job would be overtime pay or more pay for just longer hours. But there has to be an incentive for really anything for anybody to want to do that. So working harder would obviously come with the incentive of more pay, but in your case it isn't, So why would you work harder? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's yeah, like.
Let me just say this. If any of the coworkers at my current dealer before I left are listening to this episode right now, after I had left, because you're wondering what happened, you're being underpaid. You are being grossly underpaid. I have a huge network of Mercedes technicians on this phone because of Instagram all over the world. I know what people are getting paid. You're being underpaid.
Someone listening to this is like, get it. Get the phone. Somebody get that phone.
Yeah, right. I guess that's the double-edged sword of hiring a influencer technician, I guess. I don't know.
The good thing about this industry is you'll always be able to get a job somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a McDonald's or something, which they're always saying that they're hiring, but they don't fucking hardly hire anybody.
I was gonna say, if shit hits the fan, I know I could work with Sterling, and I also know that like I could go to Texas and work with Dr. AMG.
Yeah, you could literally...
He wants me to work with him, so...
You could go to the shop that I work at, and you could literally just run the fucking place with me. Because I basically do.
Yeah. Anyway, we should get into the topic.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're recording.
Because we actually have a lot of Patreon responses.
I didn't even know. I didn't look at the story. What's the question you asked?
So, the topic for tonight's listener interaction section, segment, if you will, is do you make friends with those you work with?
Oh, that's
with,
right. You said that already.
Or do you tend to keep to yourself, and why? That's the question that I asked both the Patreon and the Instagram. So we'll go ahead and start off with our Patreon responses. See, Patreon member Elysium Darkness says, I say at least getting along with your coworkers helps give a genuine feeling of camaraderie and helps with employee enjoyment. What just happened?
He ate something and then it came back out of his mouth.
Oh, man.
Tasted really bad, actually.
What was it?
But that's that. Let me go into the like the reason why I picked this topic is kind of because of what I'm going through right now.
What the fuck are you doing?
Trying to find it. Fucking squishy hamburger thing.
I thought it was a Nilla wafer.
No. Tasted like petroleum.
Did you guys hear? Yeah, because it's.
I forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah. The reason why I picked this topic is kind of because of what I'm going through right now. Because anytime I get like a toxic reaction like that from one of my coworkers, I immediately start looking elsewhere. So
yeah,
just like ew.
That's why I kind of like, you know, being nice to my coworkers, being friendly, and you know, being helpful, that kind of thing. I don't normally stay in the lone wolf stage because you never know when you need help with anything. Is that the same for you guys?
I try to just help everybody.
Yeah.
And if they're nice to me, I will be nice to them.
I'm not necessarily the lone
somebody
wolf
that works with me isn't.
Yeah.
Like I tend to make friends at work. I try to be friends with everyone that I work with. I try to like see, you know, cause like I love being friends with people who are into cars because like, especially like if you're super into cars. So unless they're like a regular person who knows about cars but isn't like an enthusiast, which is totally fine. But like somebody that like you're willing to hang out with after work and like do like, hey, I'm gonna put ball joints on my car, do you want to hang out and maybe we can fucking like drink beers and work on the cars and then just hang out afterwards or something, not drive anywhere obviously because that's illegal, but
yeah,
like hanging out with someone.
Yeah.
Like me and Charlie.
Exactly. Me and a few coworkers at the first dealership that I worked at, we would go to like bike nights after work. There's a bunch of places. There's a Cycle Gear in Fayetteville and there's a bunch of other places in Fayetteville that had bike nights.
Oh my God.
What?
Look who is literally calling me. Actually,
oh, Charlie.
Hang on.
Put him on speaker.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, put him on speaker.
Hey buddy.
How's Matt doing?
Matt, he said he's okay.
He's all good.
I told him about, my mom has vertigo, and she actually told me that drinking mineral water helps. So I told him that, and he said, yeah, I'll try it. Anyway, real quick, until you say anything that's bad, so you don't say anything that's bad, I'm actually recording the podcast right now.
Oh. so no racial slurs.
No racial slurs.
Hey, I'll turn it up.
Oh, God.
Say hi.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
That's the wrong microphone.
Oh, wrong microphone. Say it again, Charlie.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm in Safeway. I'm in public speaking really loud.
Right, okay. I'll keep it. Hell yeah. Well,
probably shouldn't say any racial slurs anyways.
Anyway, yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, you're in a Safeway.
You shouldn't
so
do
fine.
That anyway.
You're in a Safeway. It's normal.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, Matt's doing fine, but I haven't seen him. But yeah,
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be on the podcast soon. We have to figure out a time to come out there.
Yeah.
You just got to get with Sterling and visit him in his studio.
In the studio, calling. It's my door. It's literally my doorway. Yeah.
Well, it's better than my studio. My studio is at the shop because that's the only thing that's the only computer that I have.
Oh.
his laptop. The laptop that he has is connected to our stereo, and it doesn't have a working touchpad.
I don't ever use it at home anyways.
His house has a bunch of rats. Rat house.
I do.
How many rats do you have now?
Six. A total of six.
Oh, hell wow. Yeah. My rat man.
Yeah. They're really fun. We love them.
I love your rats. They're so fucking goddamn cute.
They're super fun. I also have a tattoo of a rat on my arm.
Yeah, got a rat too.
Train the rats to pickpocket strangers.
You know, I've thrown around the idea of like, because you can train them to like do really really complex stuff, and I was kind of wondering like, it would be possible to train a rat to like retrieve a bolt after you drop it into an engine bay or something.
That would be absolutely awesome,
dude. Imagine like it's in its own little drawer.
Yeah,
<your drawer. laughs> like deploy the rat to get the bolt.
Damn it! I dropped this bolt. Get the rat.
Get the rat. We're gonna get the bolt out.
Oh yeah!
Hell yeah!
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it.
All right. Some shopping. Okay. Hell yeah! Have fun shopping.
I will. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye bye. Love you.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
But yeah, that's the reason why I picked this topic.
I wouldn't say I'm lone wolf by choice. It's just I'm a really big introvert, especially when I fucking
that is part of it.
First start thing. So if people don't talk to me, then I'm just a lone wolf. Until
fuck.
What the fuck was that, Sterling?
Fuck.
Because I kind of kept like each time there's a new person at the shop, I kind of don't talk to them because of that.
Yeah.
Until they start talking to me, and then it's fine.
I always introduce myself.
We kind of talk to each other as like a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then every
For the audio listeners, the reason why I reacted to Sterling is because he almost died eating a cookie.
Yeah.
So
if you're an audio listener, why aren't you a video listener at this point?
Because you're broke.
A video listener.
Don't call them broke. That's mean. Well,
that was a joke, by the way. I wasn't serious.
It's like a lot of people don't have enough money to really do anything other than listening to free shit, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one streamer that was like, if you don't have $5 to give to month?
Oh, the
streamer
that
was like shaming people for not putting money into their fucking pocket.
Well, there was another streamer that I know who you're talking about. I don't remember their name, but I do remember there was
anyway. Fuck that bitch.
I don't know their name. But the other one who she had her own like brand of cookies that were basically like repackaged cookies that Costco has.
Oh, yeah.
And she was basically like, sorry, you're broke if you can't afford $12 for a bag of cookies or something like that. And I'm like, 12 bucks for a bag of cookies. That shit better fucking be acid or something. Because that shit is that's so expensive for cookies. Are you kidding me?
It really is.
I say, like especially if it's
like a bag of a fucking like Pepperidge Farm like Nantucket cookies is like like $3 or $4, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, like there's no way your cookies are better than the fucking Milano cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
or the Nantuckets. I love the Nantuckets. Take Milano's and dip them in milk and then eat them. Oh man, I'll blow your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm. There's
cookie tips with Flag Time.
Yeah.
The brand Kodiak Cakes makes protein cookies. I think they're like, I think it's like $10 or something.
You can also just buy the at Costco too.
But they're really good. They're kind of expensive.
Not sponsored by Costco, but it should.
Dude, if we got sponsored by Costco, shit ass, like damn.
Shit ass. Free, get a free Glizzy card.
I use that word a lot because ever since I saw,
I know meme, what video you're talking about.
Well, it's a meme. It's a picture of an F-22 shooting a missile at the viewer. It's like, hey, shit ass.
Oh, that one.
It's a rated Mobius meme review.
Yes. I have so many memes on my phone. Anyway, we'll go back to the listener responses to the topic at hand. Premium member Steve Henriquez says, I let my autism run free until someone claims me.
In general or just at work?
Probably just in general. But this is definitely in work context. So. Premium member Nick Toomey says, at my old shop, I was friends with everyone. Now at my factory, I've been out with coworkers twice in 12 years. I don't know if that's just the corporate environment or me changing. It's probably the corporate environment.
Probably a little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe. Premium member Mopar 1966 says, yup. Some of my coworkers have turned into family.
I thought that was going to be it.
Yup. Just yup.
Yeah.
God, that reminds me of a fucking joke that I saw. Imagine someone who's like, he's with a girl and his like sex noises is just yup.
Yep. Indeed.
No, you just got like the most wicked stank sex face, right? And then you're about, just like
Dimitri Martin.
Yup. And then you're done.
Anyway, continuing, some of my coworkers have turned into family for me, especially my general manager and my shop foreman. We play golf together. I go to their kids' events. They are brothers for life and at arms. We have each other's backs. What'd you say?
We go fishing. Mm-hmm. I go fishing with my boss sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's got a boat. Yeah. Got a premium big fucking salmon the last time.
Hell yeah. Premium member Lunar or Zane Cat Eye says, I try to make friends with coworkers as I found that to be the easiest way to make friends as an adult for me.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Premium member JJ the Tech says, maybe. I 100% want work friends and do my best to be friendly and likable, but so far, at least, no one is a beer after work or otherwise IRL friend. Which makes me sad. Being the girl in the shop, plus being neuro spicy, makes car peopling harder. Grateful for the Flag Time community.
Neuro spicy.
Yeah.
Autistic with a twist. I'm also stupid.
That is the perks of Patreon membership, is you get access to the Flag Time Discord, which is a great community of people. Great resource, too. A lot of knowledge.
I have almost no time to be in my Discord server or even to make Patreon content. I'm honestly thinking about probably canceling my Patreon for now. Shit,
yeah.
Because I barely have enough time to make videos.
Yeah.
I'm just so fucking goddamn busy all the time.
Well, that's the thing.
I can't be busy because I am working so much. Mm-hmm. But since we actually have a service writer who's not a fucking idiot anymore, we are actually making a lot more money, and I get a profit bonus based off of sales now. Mm-hmm. So I'm working later, also because I want to, because my boss has incentivized working harder.
Exactly. You're incentivized to do it.
Yeah, because my boss is a great guy. So he gives us a good enough reason to work harder. although a lot of us, or some of us at the shop, don't do that, which is why we're looking for people. But yeah, so incentive equals more money. So yes. That's why I'm working harder and not making as much videos. So I'm working on making YouTube videos. I've been filming quite a bit of sideways videos for YouTube, but I haven't had any time to edit anything together. Also, I don't know how to edit anything.
I was like, I could teach you.
So, yes. Show me.
Yes. But going back to that, like, since the Flag Time Discord is paywalled, I spend most of my time in there, and my Discord that I created when I hit 40,000 followers a little over 2 years ago, I basically just pop in going, hey, everybody okay in here? And everybody's like, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, okay, bye.
Do you ever tell them about the fucking podcast in there?
They know already. So most of the Flag Time people are also members of my other Discord, so...
There's a secret Discord.
There's your Discord in the Discord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, premium member Meat Butt in Japanese says, I do because a little bit of laughter and joy makes the workday go by faster, and you get the most laughter and joy from friends. So, yes.
Yep.
You and Charlie are fucking...
Me and Charlie are buddy-buddy. You know, it actually came up that while I was gone at our other location... Our other coworker, who we don't really get along with, was like calling me his boyfriend.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Because he's super homophobic. And he's like, why don't you get your boyfriend to help you do it? So now Charlie and I have just gone in on the whole boyfriend thing. Like, yeah. I proposed to him the other day, like in front of him, like, Charlie, we've been together for so long and you make me so happy. Will you marry me?
That's fucking great.
In front of this other dude, and he's like,
put a fucking size 16 bolt on his finger.
Just look at him in his face. He's like, you can't stop thinking about me blowing this dude's back out, can you?
Will you marry me, Chuck? I've been calling him Chuck too.
Premium member Masonite 500 says, I can spend more time.
Don't start drawing.
It's too late. Oh, it's God. Too late.
Don't it's do too it. Late. I realize I have to tell you
we,
that.
Have we don't reached draw. That level of like
the fact
notoriety?
That you said it in the first place is making more people draw it. I hope you know that.
Someone out there is going to listen to this and like start drawing like twink fantasy art.
Oh God. I'd rather them do like animated sections of this podcast, like jokes that have been said on this podcast, just animate it.
Nope. Rule 34 is just been activated for Flag Time Podcast.
Because you said it.
Sterling just being gay for spite out of another coworker.
It's
exactly what you're doing.
Oh boy. Anyway, spite. Premium member Masonite 500 says, I spend more time with some coworkers than I do my wife. I gotta
Get
make the
of
best
here,
of it.
Fucking bug.
I found that being friendly
hey, don't you dare squish me.
Which helps you navigate conflict more easily and creates a funnier, more efficient team. In my opinion, if you can't at least get along with some coworkers, you could do some self-reflection and or start looking for a new job.
Sterling, did it smell like blue cheese?
No, it didn't.
Just start asking that for every bug that you kill.
I completely forgot.
No bullshit. After Eric did that thing, every fucking ant that I've crushed at work, I've been smelling. I'm like, there's no fucking way nothing has
Dude,
smelled.
Dude, look
like
it
bullshit.
Up. It's documented. It's a real.
I'm
thing.
Sure it is, but I don't got those fucking ants down here.
Commit Sudoku of the throat.
I mean Sudoku.
Wait, is that racist? That's racist. I'm sorry.
Seppuku, that's the real word. Seppuku. I meant to say that, but I ended up saying the wrong thing. premium member Ashton Green says, yes, I'm still friends with a number of people who I no longer work with. It definitely helps that I work in the automotive industry, so we have a common passion that we can talk about outside of work. Wait till you find two automotive technicians that also like anime.
Oh, God.
That's like...
wait till you find the one that likes hentai.
Oh, no, I found one of those at my one of my older dealers.
They usually let you know before you talk to them.
Yeah, no, immediately. Like, I pulled
why do
into
you
my
have an Natasha wrap on your car?
I pulled into my parking space, and he pulls in into his, like, he pulls his Miata into the space next to me. This is the same
Miata that had the first sign, by the way. It's Miata. That's all you got to know.
This is the same Miata that had Mazda's P instead of Mazda Speed. Like, as a sticker on there, I get out of my car and I look at the back window, and he has a Project Melody sticker on the back.
Which is...
None of you know what that is, which is fucking hilarious. That means I get to tell you what it is.
Oh my god, no.
Let me get...
I thought it was going to be something I know, but it's not.
It's not. So, Project Melody is a lewd VTuber.
Oh, that's why I don't know if it's a VTuber. Yeah.
So I was like, it's an AI person.
No, it's a real person just, you know, doing like a avatar like in VR chat or something.
You said that. I was like, I've never heard of that hentai before.
Put your finger right here.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that. You'll know immediately with some people.
Are those the Knifex brand side cutters?
They sure are. These are the long, the high torque ones.
Level 14 premium member says, I be my normal, silly, goofy, helpful, and friendly self, and as a result, I have naturally become friends, some very good friends with some coworkers, or I'm just respected well as a workplace acquaintance because of my demeanor and how I carry myself. So, yes. Premium member, the Big Maple, says, if you don't make friends at work, who's going to help you work on your project cars? Nice border on the head.
Border.
So I think we can. Do you want to try and answer this question that Police 428 gave us, premium member?
Sure.
He says he's been trying to make friends outside of the one that he has now, but it seems like no one wants to be friends with him. Do we have any advice? All at once, please.
get a pickup truck and a car trailer.
Yeah.
You'll never be lonely.
If you've tried multiple times to make
friends, you want to help me go get this car this weekend?
What, Pixie?
Like, if you've tried multiple times to make friends with coworkers at work and they're just not having it, I would just stop doing that, because then you're just gonna seem annoying to them, and then just be like, oh, this fucking guy again.
You gotta kind of just let it happen.
But, yeah, like, it's like after a certain amount of times trying, just kind of give up essentially and let them come.
No.
It's not what 3 million dollars and I'll come on this camera.
$3 million? Get the fuck out of here.
You're not worth that much.
I'll give you $36.
Yeah, but I can split it three ways.
That's true.
$3 million.
Premium member Mad Mike says, taxes? I used to make friends, but it's a hit or miss if that works out or not. Because many people can't divide work and private life nowadays. I try to sense the environment and see over a month if we actually vibe. If it's cool guys and ladies, sure. I'd love to have a friend, but if not, I don't mind. Premium member Midwestern Metalhead 03 says, yes, my buddy Chavez brings me food and Dan teaches me stuff. My boss and I connect over music.
Hell yeah. I love connecting with coworkers over music. Yes. I do that very often. That's usually the first way I connect with somebody when I work with them. They're like, oh, you like Justin Bieber too? Hell yeah.
I like when it's my turn on the aux and I'll play something and one of my coworkers will like, the fuck's that song?
Turn that off.
No, yeah, like, what the fuck's that song? That shit sounds awesome. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's this guy, right? It's this song right here.
That's actually me.
That's how me and one of my friends at my first dealership started to bond, because we ended up going to a Light the Torch Killswitch Engage concert together.
Nice.
And if you know either of those bands, you know that Howard sung for both, and he was there, and he sang Killswitch Engage songs, and it was the best fucking thing ever. Anyway. Ford Tech 1397 premium member says, I in fact work with all of my friends, people I knew before I got the job at the garage, owned by one best friend and two others techs that worked there, also good friends before I worked there. You need to work on your punctuation, my guy.
Josh, he was probably fucking
probably four beers deep when he wrote that.
Then, because it's a small shop, became friends with the rest. A small five mechanic shop like this is really fun because we all have the camaraderie that larger shops and dealerships struggle to have.
I work with four people.
Yeah.
Like four other people besides me.
Yeah, like I work with six other people besides me. A real small shop.
Yeah.
Corporate dealer, there's so many people. There's so many.
There's at least like 35 people that work there.
Premium member Sports Cars of Sumas says, I was always part of a group of coworkers who were up to shenanigans at every job I've ever had. That being said, I've been self-employed and working from home for the last 12 years. The lack of socialization during work hours sucks ass, but I make triple what I made at my best paying job before this. So your boy over here compensates by doing dumb shit on the internet, like making conservatives cry angry on Facebook and sending random stuff in the mail to people who do podcasts about the automotive service industry.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I wonder who that is. I don't have six fucking things over here. It's like somebody randomly sent me.
Yeah.
I got a bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to play.
I got my dream guitar because of him.
I learned how to play the bass line for
Bad to the Bone.
Footsteps in the Dark.
Nice.
By, is it the Isley Brothers? I forget. If you know Footsteps in the Dark, it's the song that the Ice Cube song Today Was a Good Day samples. That's the background song for that song.
I'm lost. I have no idea.
You know Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube?
No.
You know that song?
Maybe.
I think Eric listens to Ice Cube.
I probably
have to hear it. It's like one of the five most played rap songs ever.
I'd have to hear it. I don't know it by name.
It's just like a song that's in a lot of movies too.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Premium member William Martin says, got to have friends at work because who else are you going to throw miscellaneous objects at slow days?
I throw them at the squirrels in the yard.
I throw the squirrels in the yard at Charlie. I'll just like throw a random like empty cardboard box at him while he's working like in the middle of the day. Mm. And then like he'll come up behind me and like fucking poke me in my side. And I'll be like...
My coworker will do that when I'm trying to pour oil in a fucking Chevy pickup.
Because I
have to stand on my fucking tiptoes to put oil in the fucking Chevy pickup.
Because you're so fucking short.
So I'm fucking lean over like this, and they'll just fucking jab me in the side with his finger, and I'm just like, because it startles me because I'm not expecting it because I'm like this.
I used to have a coworker that would like poke me in the fucking mouth whenever I would yawn.
If somebody ever did that to me, they need to eat with a straw. I'm not fucking having that shit. That shit would trigger a fight response.
Well, I bit him one time when he did that. Oh, I was like, okay, I'm not. He's like, I'm not gonna do that again. I was like, fucking munch.
Premium like member Forced job. User says, when I first started, I met a lot of people and I'm still friends with all of them. As they have moved on and gone to other jobs or gotten fired from the job that I met them, my new employees aren't as social as my friends were, so I stopped trying. Messes with your psyche when you aren't included.
Fair enough.
Yeah. When you aren't included, like getting fired? Is that what you're talking about? Premium member Cyan Lion says, I tend to keep to myself, but I'm pretty good with other people. Just shows how my personality is. I only have issues when people start getting up in my face. Same.
I think anybody does.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, don't get in my face.
Yeah. Premium member Vubula says, I try to stay by myself and acquire the weirdest of weird friends anyway. Premium member Spencer Delfo says work is better when you can be friendly. No need to get super personal, but at least a surface level friendship helps camaraderie.
Sorry.
What is happening?
So loud.
Oh, I was putting the other half of the Costco double chocolate chunk cookie back in the plastic bag or paper bag.
Here's the thing. You two are on a separate audio track than my voice is, so I can just mute the shit out of you. So it's, no, it's fine.
You can't mute this clip because it talks about that, though.
I'll
enhance that audio, actually.
Oh, my God, stop.
Sorry.
Just like as you're reading that off, just up Sterling's audio.
It's going to slowly gradually.
Give it reverb, too.
Oh, my God. And finally, final Patreon response. Premium member Chrysler Connection says, I always prefer to have some friends at work. Makes the day go by much faster. So
yeah,
thank you guys for supporting us on Patreon as premium members. We greatly appreciate you. We'll go to the wildcard Instagram responses now. And over there, we did say, do you make friends at work? Or are you a lone wolf coworker?
Wonder what the first fucking response is.
Yeah, we got to see what the first response is. First response is by Instagram user Bera E. And they say, my boss is my only friend.
Oh, well, I guess that's important.
I guess that's the best one to have as the friend at work.
Yeah, so you could be the first to snitch on your shitty coworkers. Be like, hey, I didn't see that guy torque the lug nuts on that car that just left on a road trip. So you might want to say something to him.
Oh, cool. We only had one Wienor response this time.
Wienor? Who was it?
You want to know? You actually want to out them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Instagram user Milmark with 2 K's.
Hell yeah. Thanks, buddy. Wienor.
Keeping up the Wienor legacy.
Up the Wienor gang.
Instagram user Mini Mumble says, prefer lone wolfer, but I have friends to prevent me throwing wrenches at annoying people. Instagram user WBEO2 says, I like to complete my work alone, but also fuck off with my coworkers and get nothing accomplished.
Yeah. Imagine you throw a wrench at somebody that's annoying and you have to run back and grab it because it's a fucking $80
wrench. Like, I made that, sorry.
it's wedged in his frontal lobe. Like,
yeah, it's like,
hey, give me that back, you fucker. Don't steal my shit anymore.
It's like a $100 wrench. Give me that shit back.
Ranger Boy says, we share one brain cell in the shop.
How many people do you work with?
Mm-hmm.
Like 19 people.
We had somebody say Fwins. Friends, what are those? Is that a Saab 900?
God fucking damn.
Maker.
God.
But boss man Grump space E.
Grump E. That's funny.
Currently a one-man show here. I have no choice. That was over West.
I would work with you.
I'm
what if he does OnlyFans content? What if that's what he does by himself?
Maybe penis balls.
Penis balls.
Murder, murder, penis balls. Penis balls. Penis balls. Penis balls. Penis balls. Balls.
Previous guest Papa Ben says the better your rapport, the more willing other techs are to assist you. Some are just douchebags.
Yeah,
which is true.
Unfortunately, a lot of people that work on cars are pieces of shit and make me want to commit suicide, mate.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
Ringo.
There's a lot of guys in this industry are all. Like, they base their entire manliness and personality on how many hours they can make.
Especially if they drive a Toyota 4Runner.
If you're one of those people that listens to this podcast, why are you listening to this podcast? This is an automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that. This shouldn't be on your radar, dumbass. Like, what the fuck?
Glass noise. Oh, you flagged 80 hours? That's cool. Can you bench 220? No.
I can bench my balls.
I flagged 500 hours today.
I flagged 500 hours before 9:30 in the morning, you fucking liberal.
And the shop opens at 9:15.
I worked on 17 cars in 1 hour, and all of them came back by dinner.
Every car I worked on came back on a tow truck this week. How you doing?
Boy. We'll do a couple more.
Trucks on a BMW, and then the next day it came back on a tow truck with no struts in it.
Hell yeah.
I ate what the struts.
They fell out. I don't know what happened. They became unattached and then fell out somehow. Oh,
it was Sasha.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. The star is here. The star of the show is here.
We'll do one more Instagram response before Shoster shows up.
I gotta turn the noise gate off.
Johnny D'Angelo says, "My work friends are my only friends." Heart emoji. So there you go.
Hell yeah.
Hi.
Hell yeah. Cat time.
You want to say hi?
Can Sasha read the names for the end of the episode?
Maybe. Come here.
Cat time.
Look at that tortoiseshell cat.
What's up?
She looks like she's constantly hallucinating.
She smokes the wrong cigarette.
That is my balls. That's my balls.
Have you noticed that we're getting like slowly more and more just fucking off? What's the word I'm looking for? Out of pocket.
Cars.
With the shit that we talk about.
Yes, and it's hilarious.
Yes.
I'm not holding her neck. I'm just resting my hand here. I'm holding her like this. She's a little orb. Orbis.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her eyes. Oh.
I smoked the funny cigarette in the back of the pack.
Listen. Okay, do you wanna stop stepping on my fucking balls, please?
All right, well, that's this episode of Flag Time. We will read off all of our premium members' names on our Patreon as a thank you for their generous support. We've got Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Chat Gid Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newbie, DMAC, Yeet, Ellis Chateau, Eric Firestone 512, Force User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumis, Luna Orzane Cat Eye, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan Tobe, Nicholas Reach, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spooky Sprouts, that's a fucking tongue twister, those three names. Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Button Japanese. Thank you for your support of this dumbass show. And we are going to go right into recording the second episode of tonight, which you guys will hear next week. So what look out for that. You thank you for listening and have a good night.
Hang on.
See you next time.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hang on.